Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta, thanking you for being here. Of course, the Democratic National Convention got its kickoff yesterday, and it'll go again. The big night is going to be Thursday night in Hillary Clinton's presentation of herself. She has to resell herself to the American people. She's been around a long time. People feel they know her, although they're unclear about what drives her, what motivates her. Her her disapproval ratings are very, very high. 50, I think they're around 57%, 56%. And they've actually, those numbers have gone up a little bit in recent weeks. Now, she has to, might say, resell herself. So she looks like a figure for the future rather than a remnant of the past. But the whole week, keep this in mind, the whole convention is moving and is dramatically sculpted to get to that point on Thursday. Joining me right now to talk about the kickoff of the Democratic National Convention is Matthew Bunson. Matthew is the senior contributor to EWTN and National Catholic Register, and he's been blogging from Philadelphia on the convention. He's the author or co-author of more than 50 books, including the first English-language biography of Pope Francis, as well as the Encyclopedia of Catholic History. And Matthew, good to have you here again.
Oh, very good to be with you, Al.
What's it, last night's speeches, the Cory Booker speech and the Michelle Obama speech, struck me as rather truly idealistic, center-left, American is great type speeches.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they provided the optimistic viewpoint, the idealism for the evening, and they left it to Bernie Sanders to accomplish his goal of trying to mollify his supporters and then to unify the party. And then, of course, to Senator Elizabeth Warren to bring some of the red meat, attacking Donald Trump and hitting on many of the same themes as Bernie Sanders. Although I have to confess that I found it somewhat ironic that Elizabeth Warren was speaking about a rigged system coming on the heels over the weekend of 20,000 emails revealed from the DNC,
I know,
which seemed to indicate a complete rigging of the system in terms of the primary.
This is it's amazing. It looks as though the head of the Democratic Party, in fact, was working to skew the primary season in the direction of Hillary Clinton. It's hard to, think otherwise, looking at these emails.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. The optics, as they say, are dreadful from this, and it doesn't help that the Clinton campaign immediately brought in Debbie Wasserman Schultz as a member of their campaign.
Yeah, basically rewarding her for her unethical behavior while head of the Democratic National Committee.
Right. And this, of course, had the immediate result of infuriating Bernie Sanders' followers even further.
Yeah.
I think Sanders went some way last night toward bringing them along to supporting Hillary Clinton. I know there are some polls that indicate about 90% of his supporters now say they will vote for Hillary Clinton. But it's very difficult to gauge how accurate those numbers are, because I can tell you, being here in Philly, being in a position to talk to a lot of the delegates, especially Bernie people, they are still very angry.
Yes.
And as we saw yesterday, there was a great deal of booing. Even last night, there was heckling and booing of Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
And we'll have to see if Sanders is able to bring them along as Hillary Clinton really needs, because this is obviously going to be a very tight election.
Mm-hmm.
And even a few margins in the percentages in either direction could swing a lot of the key states that Trump and Clinton need to win.
Absolutely. A lot of it, Donald Trump, of course, has gotten a tremendous amount of attention for his insurgent campaign within the Republican Party. While Sanders has been noticed quite a bit, I don't think people understand what a threat he is to establishment Democrats. He is basically, he's been attacking Hillary Clinton through the primary season for her friendly relations with the wealthy, with Wall Street, with people who are funding the system as it stands. And he's been claiming she's been part of the rigged system the whole time. So for him now, at the end of the campaign, to ask his followers to support her, well, as one of them said, he's been having us drink Mountain Dew for months, and now he's telling us to go to bed.
You're right, yes. Hyperactive and incoherent might be one of the phrases. A real sugar high here.
Right.
But the thing with Sanders is that he tapped into a movement, a vast political movement, mm-hmm. that a lot of people, certainly the Democratic side, never saw coming.
Right.
Donald Trump tapped into a movement, certainly on the Republican side, of disaffected, disenchanted, and alienated blue-collar people,
yeah.
Those who feel that the system is rigged. This convention is in peril, it seems to me, especially in the way it's being set up. Tonight we have Bill Clinton, a figure realistically of the past. We have President Obama, who's still immensely popular with the party, but he is now an institutional figure.
Right. Yep.
The Democratic Convention is at risk of becoming the party of the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
8 years seems a very long time for the Obamas to be in the White House, and they are now the party of the status quo. And Hillary Clinton, given her long ties, her long associations, I think is really in danger of appearing to be the ultimate institutional establishment figure in a year of insurgencies.
Right.
And unbelievably, Donald Trump has positioned himself as the insurgent, as the outsider.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the dynamics are amazing, and these realignments are shocking. We'll see how they play out, of course. Last night, I thought the night went well overall for the Democrats. It played well, I thought, on television, with the exception of the conflict over Bernie Sanders. I've heard the same thing, that 90% of Sanders supporters are now claiming they're going to go vote for Clinton. But it doesn't sound that way when these delegations get together. There's a tremendous amount of anger. And Sanders tried to channel that by saying, look, we are a movement now. And then he tried to say that movement needs to be within the Democratic mm-hmm. Party. Well, movements don't like to be in any party. Movements like to be creating their own identity. So I think the Democrats are going to have a big problem here.
Yeah, and movements don't like to be moved.
Yeah.
I think a lot of Sanders' people feel that they're being pushed.
Yeah.
We saw some of that last night, rather ham-fistedly, by Sarah Silverman, for example, telling them that they're ridiculous.
Right.
We've seen a few others. Joe Biden, for whatever one thinks of his policy positions, does have a really good sense of realpolitik and the body politic.
Yep.
He was quoted today, caught on camera, saying, look, give these people a chance to vent. This is their right.
Exactly.
And I think that the Democratic officials here might have been well advised to heed more of his advice than it clearly they have.
I need to ask this question. Was Paul Simon as off pitch as he sounded on television?
No comment.
It was a little difficult to watch this outstanding figure of American folk rock music over a generation give one of his worst performances, I think, ever. So, Matthew, thank you so much. How do people stay abreast of what you're doing?
Yeah, if you go to ncregister.com, you can keep up with all the different articles that we're doing on the convention.
ncregister.com. Thanks, Matthew.
Great to be with you. God bless.
Dr. Matthew Bunsen, I'm Al Cresta.